I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, May 11th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Public review period for Pass Rebel's groundwater draft rate study open. Sheriff's Office says they did not recover Kristen Smart remains after a recent investigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmetal Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The formal public review period and the appeals process for the proposed groundwater fee program has opened. The Paso Robles Groundwater Authority will be holding a public hearing on Wednesday, May 27th to consider approving the resolution. The deadline to submit appeals is Monday, June 8th. Appeals are for discrepancies with the calculated consumptive water use for parcels and must be submitted with metered extracted data for all wells on those parcels. According to the study, the effective consumptive groundwater use for water year 2025 was about 47,800 acres. The fee rate calculated will be $22.90 per acre foot of groundwater consumption, with de minimis users exempted. The County Sheriff's Office has released a follow-up statement after Sheriff Ian Parkinson held a press conference on their search of Susan Flores' home last week. The Sheriff's Office says they did not recover Kristen Smart. Detectives will be evaluating any evidence that they have recovered to aid in the investigation. Despite not recovering her body, the Sheriff's Office did confirm prior to the release that soil testing on the property did find evidence consistent with human remains. Sheriff's Office said they are fully committed to finding Kristen Smart and bringing her home to her family, and that no further information is available at this time. They will not be making any additional comments, and there are no new statements from Smart's families. Vehicle fire into vegetation fire on Friday with northbound 101 traffic slowing. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A vehicle fire on Highway 1 near the 46 West led to significant traffic delays on the northbound 101 Friday afternoon. Fire crews were dispatched to the scene at about 4:04 p.m. on May 8th, where a heavily involved vehicle fire posed a threat to adjacent vegetation. Crews were able to quickly stop forward progress of the blaze, and no injuries were reported. CHP's incident page said that the driver managed to exit the vehicle. Northbound traffic on the 101 also slowed to a crawl, spanning from the 46 West to Del Rio Road in Atascadero. Southbound traffic near the Niblick Road on-ramp also slowed. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vehicle fire with an extension to vegetation near the 8,000 block of Chimney Rock Road, west of Nacimiento Lake Drive yesterday afternoon. The rock fire initially spread to about half an acre as emergency crews arrived at the scene, and Chimney Rock Road between Adelaide and Nacimiento Lake Drive was closed. The fire grew to about 5 acres before forward progress was stopped. No further information is available at this time. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding several special meetings for advisory body interviews starting on Wednesday. Wednesday's meeting will be interviews for the Youth Commission, established as an advisory body to the City Council for programs and services related to youth issues. The council is approving 5 2 full-year term vacancies and 1 1-year partial term vacancy. The council has received 25 applicants for the Youth Commission. They'll conduct interviews for other advisory bodies on May 14th and May 20th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Braves beat the Dodgers 7-2, the Giants over the Pirates 7-6, the Angels beat the Blue Jays 6-1, the Athletics over the Orioles 2-1, the Padres beat the Cardinals 3-2, the Brewers over the Yankees 4-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Dodgers, the Angels will go against the Guardians, the Yankees will face the Orioles. In the NBA playoffs, in Game 3, the Thunder beat the Lakers 131-108. Thunder leads 3-0. In California news, the National Science Foundation has suspended at least 18 research grants to UC Berkeley in April, despite a court injunction restricting such suspensions. The UC received over $500 million in National Science Foundation grants in the 2024-25 budget year. Such funding sources have been volatile under the second Trump administration, according to the university. Governor Gavin Newsom has announced that the state is partnering with Baby to Baby, a national nonprofit organization, to launch a first-in-the-nation program to provide free diapers to all new babies born in California. Beginning this summer, every newborn delivered in a participating California hospital will receive 400 diapers at no cost to the family. The goal is to ease financial strain for families, according to the governor's office. A 4.9 magnitude earthquake was recorded off California's northern coast near the Oregon border. The quake struck at about 10 p.m. on Friday, 67 miles west of Crescent City. The quake did not generate a tsunami threat, nor were damage or injuries reported. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimmons. Well, livestock leaders from across the West recently gathered in Reno, Nevada, as the Common Ground Coalition kicked off the first of four regional summits focused on the future of the livestock industry in rural America. Among the participants was fourth-generation Oregon cattle producer Blake Knowles, who says the summit brought together a diverse group of producers focused on finding solutions to some of agriculture's biggest challenges.
You know, I think from my perspective, it was a great opportunity to kind of sit back and listen. There was some all ages involved in this, and in different sectors of the industry all came together. So some great minds all really moving forward with hopefully a, you know, one goal of tackling some of these problems.
And he also told me that one of the biggest topics discussed at the summit was how to encourage young producers and new entrants to stay involved in agriculture, knowing access to land and capital remain major barriers for the next generation of ranchers. To learn more about the Common Ground Coalition and to get involved with the movement, visit commongroundcoalition.net.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Experts have cautioned that California could experience elevated wildfire risks this year. The warnings come after an unusually warm and dry start of spring throughout California, driven by a stubborn high-pressure ridge off the coast, which is likely to remain the dominant weather feature through at least June, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Record heat in many areas in mid-March melted most of the snowpack and led to increased dead fuel and flammability as the month progressed, the center observed. The daily fire ignition average in Northern California in March was nearly double the average for the month since 2008. I would say within certain fire circles, we're all bracing for a long, busy fire season, said Lania Quinn Davidson, director of the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources Fire Network. Even though there has been spring rain, Quinn Davidson said the absence of a snowpack means that fire season will start much earlier because rain doesn't do as much to slow fire season as snowpack would. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route at the Highway 46 and 41 interchange at the Chelam Y. This incident was reported at about 6:07 this morning. The little information is available at this time as CHP does not have a unit at the scene. Again, there is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route reported at about 6:07 this morning at the Chelam Y. No further information is available at this time. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday, mid 80s on Friday and Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at SalinasValleyFair.com.
Good time.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Interest rates on U.S. Treasuries are higher. The dollar's value is higher as well. Expectations have cooled for an imminent peace deal between the U.S. and Iran, and crude oil prices are higher. Gold's price fell 1%. Investors sell gold and buy treasuries when they think inflation could rise because they see the possibility of making more from interest. Gold is under $4,700 an ounce. Artificial intelligence chipmaker Cerebras has raised the size and price of its stock launch, expected as soon as later this week. Reuters says demand for shares continues to climb. The launching price range now $150 to $160 a share. Cerebras is based in Sunnyvale, California. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MS or MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL to join us on the Monday. Ready or not.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and the chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now KPRL got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say. If it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. It's a horse, right? If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again.
That's the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, man, I've got a treat. I got a little bit of history. I have a very, very nice organization that does good things for kids, and it is the... Well, we'll start with the history. Dan and Keith will be in talking about the 7X Ranch and how far back it goes and so forth and what they're up to. And also, Susanna will have Nicole Pearson. They'll be talking about the first federal lawsuit against cloud seeding. So that's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And also a little update here on... how our local residents, not residents, I keep saying residents, but the natives from the area are doing playing Major League Baseball. Yesterday, the O's beat the A's 2-1. Dylan Beavers went 2-for-4, had a run scored, and a key RBI in that 2-1 victory. And Brooks Lee had a pretty good game, too, for the Minnesota Twins. They defeated Cleveland 5-4. Brooks went 2-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. And in the Saturday game, Brooks made two outstanding plays at shortstop, saved the game for the Twins. So, proud. All right, Chris, did you ever lose money?
Well, yeah.
No, I mean, you go, how did I do that?
Okay, are we
talking? I'm not talking about a nickel or a dime.
Right. So are you talking about like losing dollar bills or making a bad judgment call?
No, losing, not bad judgment. We've all done that.
Okay. I don't think so. The closest I've been is sometimes accidentally leaving my wallet in the washer and dryer, but the bills come out okay.
They're clean.
Yeah.
You can put them in your mouth. That's fine. I lost $10 out at the... Bluegrass Festival on Saturday.
You just drop it?
This is a mystery. I had it in my... Linda gave me a $10 bill. I was in the vehicle. We were getting ready to leave, and something came up, and we were going to be delayed. So I said, hey, can you give me a 10? And anyway, so I ran into a client out there. It was Dave Duringer, and we started talking. Now, I had this bill just crumbled up in my hand. I don't know what happened to it. I've searched the car. I don't know where it is.
Well, Parkfield Bluegrass Festival must be haunted.
Maybe. Maybe. But
by a greedy ghost.
Well, okay. So maybe somebody out there can go to a good cause and stuff like that. But I was just like, oh, my God. And I kept looking for it yesterday. And I'm not done. I just don't know what happened to it. So...
Anyway, it was a great festival. Great festival. And man, that Water Tower group, there's something else. Fun guys. But this is weird. Extremely weird, because what are the chances? So I ran into a couple of people other than Dave, and they lived, well, one was from, not anymore, but one was from and the other lived in the same town I did in Kentucky, St. Matthews, just outside of Louisville. What are the chances of that happening? Going somewhere, Parkfield, California, and running into, and they both lived within a couple of miles of where I lived. It's just really strange. As a matter of fact, the one lady, she wasn't sure, because when she found out I was from Louisville, same, and she was going to give me a test to see if I was lying or not, which I don't know why somebody would do it. But anyway, I outdid her. anyway, it was a lot of fun. All right, let's see. What do we have? Lots going on. Maybe not, maybe. Let's see here. You know, I got this, and this is something that I don't know if the people understand. And, you know, Chris did the story on this Praga. And the parcels that will be charged, and as you know, according to this, the process does not require voter approval. Praga was never officially approved by LAFCO and has no waterworks, and was rejected twice by the vote of the people who reside in the basin. But that train keeps coming. Now, this is the part, again, I tried to look this up. There is no elected representative from the Paso Basin on that board. Think about that. Nobody that resides in Paso Robles in the basin, according to this, are on a board that's going to make a decision, or are making a decision regarding what people have to do. That's why the option is for those of you, the 20-day public review and appeals process, and you're encouraged to review and do what you think is best for yourself. And according to some, Praga has arbitrarily and unlawfully determined what this particular email has sent me regarding what Praga for extracting certain amount of footage from the Paso Robles groundwater basin for the water year 2025. And again, according to this, Praga has provided no general accepted scientific or any adjudicated proof for the determination of accurate extraction amounts of water I have drawn from the Paso Robles Basin in 2025. So anyway, again, folks, need to do your due diligence. Just don't let it go by. You know, again, depending on what your thoughts are on this continuing saga of water here in the basin. All right, also got this. We were talking about this a little bit last week, and this has to do with privacy. There is a bill. This is not just California. This is H.R. 250 from the 119th Congress, 2526. It's it's deception in its title, because it says it's the Parents Decide Act. Well, it's not just parents. Not just parents. This bill establishes age verification requirements for providers of operating systems, which include software that supports basic functions of a computer, mobile device, or other general purpose computing device. You need identification. Operating system providers must require users to provide their date of birth and to set up an account and use the operating system, and obviously underage and so forth. But there's more information attached to this regarding. But I have a question. Then if you're requiring this for people that basically use computers and their phones, why do you have a problem, Democrats, with asking people for voter ID? Isn't this, considering the amount of people that use cell phones, including those who were given Obama phones. Isn't this discrimination? And, of course, the Federal Trade Commission is involved with this as well. More government, more government, more government. So you have that going for you as well. So, again, just something to think about. Also, Chris, you mentioned a story in California. We're going to be giving free diapers.
According to Gavin Newsom's office, yes.
When will this lovely gesture start, does it say?
I think it said in June.
In June?
Or this summer.
This summer. Is it retroactive or anything, or does it just say it'll start on such and such a date?
Just starting in this summer. I don't think it's retroactive.
Hmm. Is there anything with this marvelous release? Does it say anything about how much money it will cost, and how long is this program to go on for?
I didn't see a date of ending or any money numerical value. I'm kind of scrolling through it right now.
Hmm. Well, folks, once again, free. Free things from the state of California. So, I don't know what diapers cost. And what are they, Chris? It's 400 diapers, I think you said?
Yes.
Okay. I have no ideas what diapers cost. And, you know, somebody could say, well, Kevin, you know, they're only 10 cents each. And so, you know, it's helping out. I don't care if they're a penny. If somebody is preparing to start a family, does it make any sense to maybe suggest to them that they start saving money and putting it away because it ain't cheap to have a kid? Well, maybe in California it is, because we can give them so many things. Free diapers. We give utility discounts. We give waiver fees for sign-up charges. Every child born in California can receive up to $1,500 in a free college savings account. And then you have the free summer food that you can get as well here in California for families. So as I mentioned last week, and I have several times over the course of many years, at some point when our so-called leaders or our community people who advocate for groups tell them they need to buckle up, they need to grow up, and they need to be responsible. You learn the language, you learn to save money to provide for your kids, whether it's diapers, their lunch on during the summer, anything along those lines, and let them know the realities of life, that it's pretty expensive to have a kid. So why don't you do your part instead of being a leech? Would that be too hard on the people to ask that? Or is that just cruel and mean and we can't do that because the fools in California will keep giving people who don't want to play along to just keep on giving them things? And of course, if we don't give them things, it'll be the end of the world as we know it. That's the mentality that we have developed here in, well, not just California, but around the United States. Utility discounts, free diapers, the CalWorks, CalKids. It just doesn't end. It just doesn't end. And now the diapers. Families, you know, depending on the size and so forth, get X amount, X amount, X amount, X amount. It just is, doesn't go. Let's see here. 7 million this year. I don't know. It says 7 mil this year. I'm assuming this is the diapers. And again, according to this, it's an endless program. So another $7 million. Well, Kevin, in the state budget of $200 billion, you people are. Let's see here. Costco, $40 for 186 diapers. Okay. Also, we have morning, guys. Well, we now know why Newsom won't halt the gas tax for us workers. It's to pay for free diapers for loafers. Just saying. Well, yep, that's true. The question we ask over and over again is, when are people going to say enough is enough? This is garbage. I mean, I know we can't do this anymore. Shame these people. They're leeches. You know, I say they're our neighbors. you're taking money from us. You're not doing anything to support your kid. Call them out. Call them what they are. What are they going to do? They're going to yell at you and call you a name. Oh, my goodness. The hell with them. The hell with them. All right, let's see. Also, what else do we have? Oh, for those of you in California, you may not be aware of this, but a record penalty for breaking privacy laws just happened. And it was, Friday. Your attorney general, so I guess good for him on this. It was the California Consumer Privacy Act, again, something we've been talking about. This settlement was announced Friday, and it's $12.75 million. General Motors agreed to pay for this, for selling driving data of hundreds of thousands of California motorists to brokers without the buyer's consent. Now, again, good for the Attorney General's office and some district attorneys around the state. The California Privacy Protection Agency, which enforces the Privacy Act, they said General Motors misled drivers who paid for the emergency roadside and navigation service OnStar, and that GM made approximately $20 million $20 million from the unlawful sale of that information between 20 and 24. Now, the information includes names, location information, driving behavior, and contact information. And these were sold to LexisNexis Risk Solutions and Verisk Analytics. I have a question regarding this. The companies that bought this information, it's one thing for GM to sell because it's illegal, according to this. How come these companies didn't know it was illegal as well? Does anybody know that? And the other thing is, here's something. Chris, have you ever thought about this regarding the information? You ready?
Ready.
If the company, in this case GM, is selling something with your information on it to make money, and then the other company that gets it is using that information to make money, why can't you get the money because it's your information?
It's just part of their terms and conditions. That's why.
That's right. You sign the bottom line because we don't read it, right?
Pretty much.
And if we don't sign it, we probably can't get the product.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Right.
So basically, we have no choice and we're hosed. That's kind of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's
see. What are you going to do, not have an email address?
Well, that's just it. They've got you. Now, this has always been kind of a little fantasy of mine for many, many years is, what if for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, maybe a week, depending on what the situation calls or need, if American just said, no, we're not doing this. We're gonna cancel. We're not going to go, buy whatever. We're not going to do this. I don't think it would be possible because you'd never get enough people to do it. But I think that would send a pretty quick message to some of these companies to stop the nonsense. All right, let's see here. On the email, free feminine hygiene. Let's not free feminine hygiene. Well, yeah, that's true. They're even in the males' bathrooms. In the males' bathrooms at some of the schools, including, I think, right down the street here. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Before you go, the job that I have, when you're writing up a customer, obviously you're confirming all the information is correct, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, would you like me to put an email address in there? Well, the software that we're using does not allow us to not put an email in there. So we have to make one up, which was declined at declined.com.
So, okay, so do most people say yes or no?
I'd say it's a 50-50 split because a lot of people already get enough emails as it is.
Yeah, I say no 100% of the time.
I mean, I would. and I don't blame them for you know, for saying no. But it, like I said, if you don't put something in there, it doesn't allow you to go to the next screen and complete the request. So
okay.
You have to make something up.
All right, so it says required field.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, as far as the people saying yes or no, okay, so you're doing your job, and that's what you're told to do, and it's not a big deal to just say yes or no. It's not an inconvenience or anything.
Not at all.
Do you ever get any, shall we say, any other answers besides yes or no?
I mean, the only one I really get is, I get enough emails already, I don't need any more. That's about it.
Okay. All right, so nobody's gotten snotty with you.
No, not at all. Because I think everybody's used to it, you know.
Well, okay, so are you prepared if somebody does?
You know, I hope somebody does not have the email address declined at declined.com, because they're getting inundated with emails.
Ah, yeah, the world we live in.
You guys have a good day.
All right, thanks, you too. field required. We all have dealt with that, and we will continue to deal with it as we move on. Speaking of moving on.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. The formal public review period and appeals process for the proposed groundwater fee program has opened. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding a public hearing on Wednesday, May 27th, to consider adopting the resolution, and deadline to submit appeals for discrepancies is Monday, June 8th. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding several special meetings for advisory body interviews starting Wednesday this week. Wednesday's meeting will be for the Youth Commission. The council will conduct interviews for other advisory bodies on May 14th and the 20th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sue Guzman. 17 Americans who were stranded on a cruise ship infected with the hantavirus have arrived back in the U.S. Details from Fox's Marianne Rafferty.
The patients will be monitored by a CDC team in quarantine for several weeks. Another passenger was said to be developing symptoms on their way home to France.
The plane arriving in Nebraska as the evacuees will undergo specialized treatment at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. President Trump rejecting Iran's response to the latest U.S. peace proposal.
The administration saying it's not at all what they had hoped for. The president wrote, "I have just read the response from Iran's so-called representatives. I don't like it. Totally unacceptable."
This is Alex Hogan. Iran state media saying the U.S. proposal amounted to surrender. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love, or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA playoffs Sunday, conference semifinals in the East. The Knicks swept out the Sixers 144-114. They took the four games by an average margin of over 22 points. Philadelphia hit the first bucket of the game and never led after that, as New York tied the playoff record, making 25 three-point shots. Deuce McBride hit seven trays as he filled in for the injured OG Anunoby and scored a game-high 25 points. That was the first four-game playoff sweep for the Knicks since 1999. Out west, the Timberwolves topped the Spurs last night, 114-109. That series all even at 2-2. Anthony Edwards scored 16 of his 36 points in the fourth quarter.
The people around me, man, they're not just like yes men. It's not a bunch of people that's just willing to do anything you say. These people really want to see me succeed, and they don't let me take a day off. They stay on me. So I appreciate everybody that's in my circle, but that's enough about me.
Victor Wembanyama never even made it to halftime. He was ejected for the first time in his career after throwing a flagrant elbow early in the second quarter. His status for Game 5 in San Antonio, still to be determined. Also Sunday, the Wizards won the draft lottery, the first time in 8 years that the team with the worst record during the regular season came away with the number one overall pick. This year's draft is June 23rd. Stanley Cup playoffs second round, the Canadians blunted the Sabres 6-2 for a 2-1 series lead. Alex Newhook scored twice, and the Ducks doinked the Golden Knights 4-3. That series tied at 2. Baseball, the Braves beat the Dodgers 7-2 to take the weekend series between division leaders Atlanta with the top record in the majors at the quarter pole. Padres rallied past the Cardinals 3-2 in 10 innings. Nick Castellanos tied it with a homer in the ninth. Manny Machado's sac fly in the 10th sent everybody home happy and put the Dads in a tie for the NL West lead with LA. Rangers jaked up the Cubs 3-0. Jacob DeGrom and Jacob Latz combined on a three-hitter. Andrew Abbott and the Costellos tossed a three-hitter as the Reds blanked the Astros 5-0. Philly shut out the Rockies 6-0. Christopher Sanchez and company scattered seven hits. Kyle Schwarber put a couple of balls into orbit. Bryce Durang homered in the bottom of the ninth to boost the Brewers over the Yankees and complete the weekend sweep. Rays down the Red Sox to move into first place in the AL East. Orioles edge the AL West leading A's, while the Twins tip the AL Central leading Guardians. Tigers trim the Royals to snap out of a five-game funk. Gage Workman's first big league tater was the go-ahead shot in the sixth. By the way, his middle name is Tater. Joe Adell went deep twice to lead the Angels over the Blue Jays. Diamondbacks drilled the Mets. Marlins scored three in the eighth to knock off the Nationals. White Sox got two in the eighth to sink the Mariners, and the Giants turned back the Pirates in 12 innings. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
At 6 minutes away from 7 is brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, proudly serving you since 1979. Sunny, mid-80s, clear tonight, overnight lows right at 50. Upper 70s for your Tuesday. All right, cooling down. And then Wednesday will be at 80, low 80s Thursday, mid 80s Friday, Saturday, Sunday low 80s, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:02 a.m., 7:58 p.m. We are at 57 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Remember, glasses and frames from infants to adults, all top quality. All righty, 6 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, time for this.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
The world famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your countywide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what critters may be out and about and get them home safe and sound, that's what we need to do. Need to do and, you know, get everybody together. So happy together.
All right, nothing to report on the world-famous peddler, but Chris, I got a really, really, another stupid one for you today.
I was hoping you would say a good one. What's the stupid one?
When is a door not a door?
When is a door not a door?
Yes.
When it's a knob.
That's not a bad answer. I'll give you a another shot at it.
That was the only answer I had. I can't think of anything dumber.
Think of a pantry.
A pantry? I think of a cabinet.
Okay, so you don't, you're not going to come up with this, are you?
No.
Okay, so when is a door not a door? Here you go. Hold on to your seat. When it's a jar.
I guess that's not bad. I mean, no, that's bad, but... It's not terrible.
Okay. I don't think you would ever use it among your friends, would you?
No. I wouldn't.
I didn't think so. All right, let's see here. This is the theme for something called Trivia, which is brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, folks, this one is you got to figure out what I'm talking about. This is a type of dispensing system which creates a liquid particles. What am I referring to? A type of dispensing system which creates a mist of liquid particles. The first patent for this was granted in 1927, although some say that there's a high chance of this concept went back as far as 1790. Okay. So what is it? I'm guessing that most people probably use it every day. I'm guessing. We have them all over our house, probably in our garage, in the workplace, et cetera, et cetera. They've had to change the standards going, I think, in the late 70s or 80s because of whatever. The ozone. Hi, good morning.
An atomizer.
A what?
An atomizer.
What is an atomizer?
It creates a mist of liquid.
No, I'm looking for something more specific. He may be technically right, but we're not that technical here. Oh. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. A sprinkler.
No, not a sprinkler. This, again, I don't think you'd have a sprinkler inside your house or inside your garage. This is, again, I'm assuming that most people probably use this almost every day. You'd probably, well, I don't want to get too graphic, but... Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Aerosol can.
Yes, aerosol spray can. Do you use one every day of some sort?
Every day, yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I thought. A little light on the sir, please. It makes it sound older. All right, may I have your name, please?
Sherry Wilson.
Who?
Sherry Wilson.
Sherry Wilson? The Sherry Wilson?
The Sherry Wilson, yes.
Wow. Are you back?
How you doing, Chet?
All right. Sherry. All right, we got to go, Sherry. All right, bye. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The County Sheriff's Office has released a follow-up statement after Sheriff Ian Parkinson's press conference regarding their search of Susan Flores' home. The Sheriff's Office confirmed they did not recover Kristen Smart's remains, but will continue evaluating any evidence they recovered. A vehicle fire on Highway 101 near the 46 West led to significant traffic delays on northbound 101 Friday afternoon at about 4:04 p.m. A heavily involved vehicle fire posed a threat to adjacent vegetation. Crews were able to quickly stop the forward progress of the blaze and traffic slowed to a crawl. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I know you're thrilled to death about, or would be thrilled to death about all the history of this, but this is really too technical for me to even comprehend. Don't know. All right, anyway, I'm guessing that one way or another, we probably use them almost every day. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Remember, you simply can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and a whole lot more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.